012. Simon Manvov. Okay, we're really up to Sivches and Tess we have to do yet for the Simon. Just a few points to go over about Pichas HaShachar. I jotted down some points that I think are important to go over. Hanofin Loyoif Koach. I mean, the issue of Hanofin Loyoif Koach that is not mentioned in the Gemara. So some say that they have that nusach in the Gemara, but there are many brachas that the Goinim were Musake. If you ever notice, Baruch She'amar is not in the Gemara. Baruch She'amar and Yishtabach. So they say it fell down from Shemayim. It's not mentioned in the Gemara. Chazal, it's not in the Gemara, it's from the Goinim's times. I'm making a list of brachas. That's a Yireinenu. The issue of Yireinenu was not in the Gemara. There's a bracha by Pidyon Aven that's made, that's not mentioned in the Gemara. Shekidesh Uber Mibet. It's not mentioned in the Gemara. There's a bracha you're supposed to make by Bayo Basula. A few brachas that are not mentioned in the Gemara. So it's not a bracha about Tola. I mean, the Goinim were Mesakin brachas. Okay, that's so. Nothing the Oif Koach became universal. So, like Minig, the Groy even says there's a case where a Minig can supersede a halacha if a Minig becomes universal enough. So the Gaonim and Masakin and Nothing the Oif Koach. The question really is, let's talk about Alakayin Shomos and Asatobi and Amaver Shena and Nothing the Oif Koach. What does each bracha say? Because they're really talking about the same theme that you woke up in the morning. So I think this is, you know, we don't think about it enough, maybe. Really, Bichas HaShachar should be said from a sitter standing up. The standing up is a minig, by the way. It's very weak sources. I don't know if people are makpid to stand up when they say Bichas HaShachar. I don't even know how universal that is. Is that universal? The people are makpid to stand up by Bichas HaShachar.
Because they're putting.
When I was a kid, they always told us to stand up by Bichas HaShachar. Very, very, very shvach. There's no source for it. It's just mamish like a minig that sprang up. Because of the chashivas. Because of the chashivas of Bichas HaShachar. Because it's very choshev. The Arizal talks about al pi kabbalah how choshev it is. And that's what you should say from the Siddur, and you should learn what the brachas mean. So let's talk about these three just, because they really are very close to being the same. So the problem is Hanoshan Le'yof Koach. So okay, we'll start with this. The very fact that you woke up, so that's Hamaver Shena, probably. The physical aspect of the fact that you woke up. The neshama aspect of the fact that you woke up, and Hashem the spiritual aspect of your having woken up again, that's an Elokim. That's, you're thanking Hashem for Elokim. There's two aspects. You were reborn in the morning. So there's the physical rebirth. That's probably Hamaver Shena Me'eno Yisbomo Me'afapoi. The physical aspect of waking up, and the spiritual aspect of the renewal of the day is in Elokai Neshama Shena Satabi. Okay, that's, it's about the Neshama. That's about your Ruchniyustika existence. But that's Hamachz in Neshama Stavkarim Meisin is talking about now. Hanosen Le'yoyf Koach is the phenomenon. I don't know if we said this the other day. Could be I said it wrong. Hanosen Le'yoyf Koach is specifically the phenomena of you wake up refreshed. That's Hanosen Le'yoyf Koach is the phenomena of waking up, of the renewal. The fact that it's refreshed, not just that you're back again. The fact that you woke up is on Maver Shena. The Ruchniyustik aspect to the new day that Hashem gave you back in the Shama. So the kind of Shama. And then the Sunday of Koach is really, the Sunday of Koach is that, what I said, like the New York Times article, that they don't quite understand the physiology of why you feel rested after you sleep. Like what exactly happened to the body. Okay.
What?
I don't know that I can work out. Why out of order? The kind of Shama stands alone. It's not part of, because there you, it's really a larger theme of the kind of Shama from the Sanctum, because you're talking about Ches and Mesum also. So that's a larger theme. And that's, I guess that's the first thing. Shechzar to be Nishmosi. That's the first thing, is that the Shama came back. I mean, that's why but there are two aspects to it, the Ruchnius and the Gashmius. So Amavir Shein is more the Ruchnius. By the way, I saw this today and learning this, I never knew this before. It's very logical. I forgot where I saw it. It's extremely logical. If you stay up a whole night and you don't make Amavir Shein, let's say you makbid not to make it. It's not so clear. You shouldn't say, I'm not somebody who has koach either. Somebody who has koach shouldn't be said. That's also for the renewal of waking up refreshed. So I didn't see that anywhere. But the bigger chiddush I saw is that you should append the Hirotzum Ufanecha up to Hagomel Chasod and Tobin Ramo Yisrael. You should append it to the previous bracha. There's no reason why that can't be said. There's nothing in there about waking up. Nothing in there that shouldn't be said. So you could append it. It's not pshat the nusach habracha is a maver sheinim einos the name of boy brusim funecha. Like that's not the nusach. It's like an appendage. They appended it to it. So I saw you should append it to a different bracha. The kiddush. I have to really check if this is accepted. Because maybe it is the nusach habracha. I don't know. And the fact that you shouldn't say anosam ayoyev koach sounds right, but it also to me was a chiddush. So usually we end up being yotze from someone else to prophesy. But it's true, and also the yotze prop was also referring to a phenomenon that if you didn't experience, okay. Let's learn sevches, where really, this is where it comes to a head, that's Shiloh. Kol ha-brochas o'elum lo nuschayev b'achas man, to go into the Shema kol time ago, o shalo holach, O Lovash, O Chogar, Omer Osa Blocha Blo Askoras Hashem. That's how the Mechaber Paskins. Why Omer Osa Blocha Blo Askoras Hashem? Because it's a Machlaikas. It's a Machlaikas Rishayinim. So the Mechaber is not being Machriya. Oh, he's being Machriya. That means so fake. You shouldn't say Hashem's name, but you should say the Brocha. You shouldn't like... So you're not making a Brocha, but you're being Meshaveach Hashem for it. So because it's a basic Machlaikas. Really, the Rambam says nothing. The Rambam says you have to experience each thing to make a bracha. The tour really is interesting. The tour is mechalik. He says there are some brachas that are not for the personal experience and some that are. And I may have a look at this. He says where the person doesn't have to do a maisa, like a kind of shomosh and a satabi. Or Hanoisel Asech Vivina, or Roka Aretz Al Hamoyim, or Mechim Mitzadei Gover. The Torah says that you make a bracha no matter what. That's on Menhogu Shalola, on the Chesed that Hashem created a world with these benefits. But the more personal ones, Malbish Arumim, those that you sell the Gvura, not that you sell the Sephora, the Torah says that you have to personally benefit from. Okay, that's maybe just interesting. Agabonim the Mechaber Paskins, Asech V'Even, Holach would be Mechim et Sadei Gover. Olo Lobash, Olo Chogar. So that would be Malbish Arumim and Oze Yisrael Begura. So the Mechaber says nothing to it, you don't make it. The Yesh Omim, the Ramos says, the Yesh Omim, the Fidel on Yishai Ben Mavarek Olson. Deina Brocha, Dafka, Al Atzmo, Elam Baruch, Shagadish Baruch, Baruch Tzorchei Olam, V'chein HaMinig V'ein L'Shanos. although we all, and we'll see in the Mishnah Berurah, we're all like sort of machmir by Elokai Neshama Shinasatabi and Amav Rishena, which really should be totally in the same machlaikas. Should be totally in the same machlaikas. And Abraham and the tour, you see, they're more apt to be said, even if you didn't personally experience the Hanoah. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah. On the Mechaber, he says nothing. On the Ramo, he says, if Kotn Chavdalad, Dafilu, I am the Sefer Leo Rabba, Shekos of the Birkos Alakai, Neshomo Shemasatabi, who Birkos Amav Rishena, Ein Levarachim HaYinir Kol HaLayla. So that's where it comes from, that's Chumrah. But it'll be Primogodim of Shari Tshuva, Hishiru Dvorah B'Tzarachiyan, because it should be this Machlaikus of Mechaber Ramo, and if you ask him like the Rama, so then you should, you could make the Bracha. So what's the... Why single out these two that they're very specific for on the reality of your waking up? Umasik b'shari tshuva, the machmir, the yira l'shmoya eila shnei brachos me'acher v'yachavim lotzeis, which we see to it to do. You can say chilukim, this bracha, that bracha. It seems, I don't know. I mean, you can say a svara that, but these are very specific to reality. It's very personal, we're talking the first person. Maybe that's the chiluk. Maybe they're machmer because these two brachas, chazal and mesakim in the first person. So the first person is mashma, you had a personal experience. That would be a good svara. Bottom line is, you should be hear it from someone else. If you can't, for a ma'isel, a kind of shomad yachrein, and say you should be mechavan in Shmon Esrei. When you make the brach of mechai yamesim, you should have in mind to be motzi the brach of a lekai neshomer from the satu. Mavashena, they don't give you an etzah for it. You just, the consensus seems to be not to make it lamaisa. Okay. Which we assume it was a half hour. Also. All it takes is a half hour nap. Okay, afilu lo nishayv, afilu b'midbar, shenu shumei kol tarnagol mevarech, suma mevarech brichos b'keach imrim, chen cherish av sheni yochol lishmoi kol tarnagol yochol mevarech brichos b'meizu l'sech v'dinar. So I think l'sech v'dinar is really the easiest to make without actually hearing a tarnagol, because many explain the bracha to mean that the person has the seichel after b'nim v'ein loyim. And the tarnagol is just like the simon that it's yom. And that's when you feel like it's yom. But the bracha doesn't really. It's not on the kriyas a time ago. According to all shittas, even according to the shittas that normally it's made for the person that benefited from it, but not sechli doesn't have to mean time ago. It means a person. A person seichel, you see. Chayodam kofim decheresh yamtim ulubarak bracha zuach shiyayir hayom. Shouldn't make it from Chatzos. If you're not hearing the Tanagol, you should wait till Alois HaShachar, which we pass the mic to get up early. You shouldn't make Hamaisim and Sechri Vino till Alois HaShachar. If you hear a rooster crow before, you could. But if there's no rooster, then wait till Alois HaShachar. The Borech Osa. I am a common besimin and Zion of Ishtabura, since Kotlam and Aleph of Beer Alokam, Ashikasab, the Shom Shema Prima Godim. It has to do with when you make Bechas HaShach. You make them after Chatzos. Except for Anoys and Azakhina, we just said, if you don't hear the time to go, you wait till Anoys HaShach. Actually, there's one bracha that even though we Paschim like the Ramah, or pretty much we Paschim like the Ramah, there's one bracha we taka don't make. Or the Mishnah Berurah says not to make it. I think we do make it. I think it's more customary to make it, even though the Mishnah Berurah brings down that really you shouldn't. And that's why it's only called Tzarki on Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur. It was made for the benefit of shoes, for the Hanah of shoes. So there are many, many who do not make it on Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur. Why? I would possibly like to remark. Because there it's universal. Because nobody's allowed to wear shoes. Jews are not allowed to wear shoes. So it's like inappropriate, even if it's on Menorah Shalolam, it's inappropriate to be making a bracha over something that's specifically usher to do today. So that's it. So that, those are the three exceptions to possibly like the Ramah. The Machmer by Lekaina Shamosh Nosatavi and by Amav Roshena. We said a svara because these brachas are in the first person. And also they call Tzarki because that's universal. And it's awesome. So that's why. Okay, we'll stop here. Everyone looks kind of tired.